Past weeks we said Shulam on
Niskei Mammon. Today we're changing the halachas of brachas. We gave a number of Shulam on it, but there's a lot more to say. Today we'll discuss about the yonim
of Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda.
And we'll talk about things that
you eat during the meal. When do you make a bracha? If it's desserts or appetizers, that's all be nichlal, hopefully in this year. If you eat less than achilas pras, more than achilas pras. Alright. More brachas. Dr. Malf on Bay says, Omar Papa, Hilchasa, Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda. The Gemara in Brachas says three categories. Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda, the Rashi speaks out in Lafis Behemas Apas, that you together, it's Lafis, together with the bread, Betarech Asuda, things you have during the meal, besides having bread, other things in the meal, ain't tunim bracha lefnem achreim. If you eat it during the meal, you don't make a bracha, not a bracha lefonav, not a bracha yotze bichas amazin. Why? Because it comes tuffle to the pas, like Rashi says, the havelu tvela hilka komide ben mazin ben perish avil lasin ain't by bracha ben lefonav ben lachrov. That's what Rashi speaks out. The second category, the Gemara says in Brachas from Malfon Beis, Shaloi Machmas Susuda. If let's say they're not Machmas Susuda Techasuda, to Brachas Neim. It's not Machmas Rashi says the Laf Tefillin who snacks to the Tafel, Vein Mechlal Lechem, the Nifta Bebichas Amaitzi. It doesn't pat to Amaitzi. Vein to Brachas Achreina, but you don't have to make a Brachas Achreina. Rashi the Minim Mezin who, because since it fills you, a Bichas Amazin Potesa. When you make Bichas Amazin, it patters. The third category, the Gemara says in Brachas from Malfon Beis, Achas Suda Tuna Brachas Neim. If you eat it after the meal, before benching, you have to make a Brachas Vishayna, Benef Neim Mechrein, and Brachas Achreina. Rashi Sakhus and Paris, Afil Avim Tachas Suda, Shalim Achas Livson, Rafter Saksa Tafo, Vein Bechav Mazen Paitasim, Drav Min Mizayin in Hill. Does not amazing you? So therefore, it requires own Brachas Achreina. There's a machlokes in Rishonim and the first part. First, we'll talk about the first category. Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda. What is called Machmas Asuda? So it's a machlokes Rishonim. Is it something to only eat together pas, or something that you eat a meal? You don't eat with pas, but you eat it as part of the meal. It's not come to lafis as a pas. So it's a machlokes in Rishonim. Rashi speaks out. It's talking about only things that are coming the laf is a pas. Then you don't make a bracha. But anything is not laf is a pas, Marshall, you have chicken and meat, so it's not, it's even though it fills you up, it's not both laf is a pas, you would have to make a bracha. That's why I say some Rashi. However, Taisus argues, Taisus over there, and my mouth on base in bracha says, brings out Moshem Ari, that argues, it says anything that Rako to eat with pas, Marshall, boss of a dog, you eat it during the meal. Even though you don't eat together with bread, bars of a dog with chomini kedeya, afila, la'achlam, b'sechasuda, b'fnei atzman, b'loi pas, the din is that you still, it passes it. And same thing speaks out, the Rosh and Simcha Vav, and Ben Yaina, they all argue on Rashi. So may if you eat a kazayis pas, all the oichlam you eat during the meal comes a tuffle to it, since the derech is to eat it during a meal, so it all comes a tuffle to the pas, even though they don't eat together with bread. The Mechaber in Arachayim in Simon Kufa in Zayin Sefal says, this is the Lashon Mechaber. Dvarim Habayim Tech Asuda, Im Hein Dvarim Habayim Machm Asuda, anything comes during the meal, and Dvarim Habayim Machm Asuda, the Ainu Shadech, Lekvay Suda Alayim, Lafis Pes Apas, Kigayim Basa, Vedagim, Yamit, and meat and fish, ubayim and eggs, irakas and vegetables, the gvina and cheese, the daisa, the minim aluchem, I feel aluchem by pas, even if I eat it without bread, ain't turn in bracha, you don't have to make a special bracha of it, the birchas hamaitzi potasim. And you don't make a bracha afterwards, because Birchas Hamazon Poter Asam. That's the Lashon Mechava. And now it's the Mechava Paskins, like Shitas Taisus, that even if you don't, it's not Lashon Pas, you only need to get a bread, but it's part of a meal, it's normally eaten during the meal, then you make, then you have to make any bracha v'shein on it. Huh? He said, but he throws in Lashon Pas, then he says right after this. But the Bialocha says, Bialocha says clearly, when he's Lashon, he's Lashon, it means other things also. He clearly, yes, he like his Mario Kasha, Bialocha, and he says clearly. So, then saying, and the dinat, so Mishmur Pasuk, Kufayin Zayin, in Sif Kotna Aleph, Pasuk like Taisa Rosh, and he says, that's the Mechabah Sheet, like Sheet is Taisa. And if you look at the Bialocha, he says, even though he says Lashon Pas, but it means to anything also. Same thing speaks out Bialocha, the Ramasko Lafus, and same thing speaks out Sif Kotna Aleph, and Sif Kotna Aleph, Ladina, and the same thing speaks out the Bechas Abayis, and Simon Chafalof Ois Gimel. Okay, that's one of them. The Magen Avraham clears the Shaila. Magen Avraham in Sifkot and Kuf and Kuf Ayin Zayin Sifkot and Aleph, he clears the Shaila. If eat pas more than kezayis a pas, achteich is pas. I eat a kezayis a pas, but I don't want to. I really don't want the bread. I eat the bread. Why do I eat the bread? Not because I want to have bread. I don't want to make a bracha on the potatoes and shahakol. I don't want to make all. I don't want brachas on anything else. I just want to make a one bracha and that takes care of everything. But really, I don't care about the pas. So, because the shayla, since it's, you're doing only to practice some of the brachas, but you don't want the pas, maybe it's not tofu to a pas anymore. It's not a pas from pas. You have to make a bracha and shayna on everything. That's what Magavon because the shayla. Yeah? You hear shayla? I don't want to, I have pas because, I want to pass bracha, but I really don't want to pass. I feel myself without bread anyway. But I just want to pass everything. Does it really pass or not? Because the Shaila by the Tzorchian.
Where is that Magen
Avraham? Huh? Magen Avraham is in Kuf Ayin Zayin Sifkot Nalof.
Why is Tzorchian?
One second. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Gimel says, if that's your case, if that's the case you're talking about, if you run into a pot, or the Shaila make a pass, then it says what you should do is don't eat bread. Don't eat bread then. If you're only eating bread just to pie, you should make brachas, better don't eat bread. And enough. But however, on Shabbos and Yontif, then you should eat bread because Shabbos and Yontif, that's Kaveya. There's a chiv to have Lecha Mishnah, all the Suddhas. Then come to Shabbos and Yontif, there's a mitzvah to eat bread then. So mele, everything called tough or pass. But during the week, if I'm just making, if I'm just having a piece of bread, just because I don't want to make bracha on everything else, then better don't have a piece of bread. That's what Mishabur says. Let me finish. Shechav Echarav, in Kuntas Achim, there in Kufayin Zayin, Ice Base, he says, Mogav Rome is only clearing your shayla, only things are born in life is a pot, eat together with bread. But if I eat the Muslim Savaya, I'm eating chicken and so on, even Mogav is Maida, the pot, you can eat bread and all pot it. And says he speaks out to Hilas David in Sifkot and Beis, and also Ksois HaShulchan in Simen Mem Sifkot and Beis. However, Darach HaShulchan says, he doesn't understand the Magen Avraham. He says, double posh, it's all tough for the past. What's the difference? What my intentions are? What my intentions are? As long as I have bread, if the halach is bread, everything comes tough for the bread. As long as I have Ksais of bread, everything comes to the soul. So if as long as I have Ksais of bread, everything comes tough for. And same thing speaks about Moshe and Achura in Arachayim, Chedek Dalad, Simim and Malef, and also, same thing in the Eshel Avon from Das Kedoshim, beginning in Simim Kuf Sam Zayin, and the same thing speaks out the Sefer Zayis HaBracha, and Perches Ois Tzvi, and Sefei. It says the same thing. So the Dina, we Paskin, if you have bread for the meal, then the Dina is, you have bread for the meal, then you know, everything comes tougher, like Dorach HaShulchan. That's how we hold the Dina, and that's how the votes night. No one ever has cleared the Shaila differently. But the Maisa, it's not so posh. It's Magavon clears the Shaila by himself here. Okay.
Question?
Yes?
According to why is Shabbos different? I'm eating bread because I have to let the Mishnah, but I don't want any of the other stuff. Why should that be different?
Because the Halacha, since it's a mitzvah to eat bread, so that itself is Kaveya. That itself is Kaveya.
Kaveya the rest of it with it?
Yeah. Not to my rest. Kaveh, since that Shabbos is a chiv that pass, then this nuts I'm having because I just want pots from bracha. Because I have chiv to pots.
Yeah, the bread.
The chiv to have pas.
Okay.
Well, I've learned there's another shayla. If someone eats pas, less eats bread, but he eats less than the kazayas of bread. Maybe it's not kvisa on bread. Maybe it doesn't pata other machalim. When do you have the halacha that pata is on machalim? If I have a kazayas of bread. But if I have less than a kazayas of bread, it's not called a kvias. So maybe it doesn't pata other foods. You have to make a bracha showing other foods. Or maybe, since the derech kaveh sudanit, even if I have as long as I have some pas, it patas it. So maybe, the Mogavam says, it's better not to eat bread at all. You should make a bracha on other things, out of suffix. And the same thing speaks out of the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkon Gimel. If I'm going to have less than a kazayis of bread, then better don't have bread at all. That's what the Mogavam says. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says in Sifkon Beis, over there in Kufayin Zayin Sifkon Beis, he says if you eat less than a kazayis of bread, you can't bench. And you cannot pat the other macharim also. Now, even though Mogavam claims the Shaila, he says, don't push it. When does all the other machalim come a tuffle? Only if I have a kzayis of bread. But if I don't have a kzayis of bread, then it doesn't, and he says, it doesn't pater from bracha achreina. You can't bench, and also you can't pater other things for other machalim from bracha achreina. You might have to make bracha fashas. But the chashuva doesn't discuss it about bracha achreina. Do you make a bracha achreina or not? Do you make a bracha shena? If you have less than a kzayis of bread, do you make a bracha shena? He doesn't discuss that. However, the Kaf HaChaim says clearly, Kaf HaChaim in Sifkon Dal says that someone eats less than a kzayis of bread, you have to make a bracha shena and everything eat. Let's say if I have only a small slice of bread, not a kzayis, and I'm eating potatoes, chicken, so on. You have to make a shakel, you make a bread oma, everything has a chiyuv bracha. The only time it comes a tuffel, it's only if I have a kazayis of bread. But if I don't have a kazayis of bread, then if I less than kazayis, then it doesn't come a tuffle. That's what Kaf HaChaim speaks out, and it says Ramoshin Achuva. Ramoshin Achuva in Igris Moshe, or Chaim Chelgal Simam Aleph, he says if you eat less than kazayis of bread, it's not considered a suit at all, and maybe you must make a bracha v'shayna, everything you can do in the meal. And also you have to make bracha achoyin also. You have to make bonifacius, whatever the case is. And he's maisif. This is what Moshe writes. A person, since we run into Shailah, a person must, it's usher to come into a suffix. And a person has to be machal with daite, if he's going to eat a kzayis bread or not. If he knows for sure, he should know what to do. If he make all the brachas or not. He should know other things. Also, to make a tears of dime. Remember, we once spoke in the shir, that if you have brachas with kzayis, you don't make a bracha on tisidayim. If you have more than kzayis, then until of kibay is a machlek sapayskim. But everyone has a less than kzayis, so you don't bracha on tisidayim. So you're going to wash for bread. You have to know if you make a bracha on tisidayim. Therefore, you have to know before, and you have to be kibay b'daita, how much bread I'm eating. If I eat less than a kzayis of bread, then I know I don't make a bracha on tisidayim. And plus, I know I have to make a bracha everything else I eat during the meal. Yes.
One second. I like a wedding, there's a smorgasbord. They always have this little ball of bread to wash on, but the suda is like an hour later.
Yeah.
Is that like an issue? Because you're
we're going to talk about it. We'll get to that in the shir.
Okay.
We're going to go, with, not this year, but we're going to talk about that. Yes.
I'm saying,
science,
they feel it's
past or just. Well, good question. That's the next step. Right now, we're talking about eat less than a kazayas. But let's say. And we're talking about eat less than a kazayis. So now we came to Maskana, the halacha is that if you have less than a kazayis of bread, then you have to make a bracha, according to Kaf HaChaim, according to Moshe, you have to make a bracha, lishayna, everything you have during the meal. That's how we hold the dina.
You don't make it to
Sadaim. And you have to make a bracha on everything. If you have potatoes, you have to make adoma. You have chicken, you have to make shahakal. That's how you pass kundina. And you don't bench. You can't bench. You don't have a kazayis. Okay?
What off the bracha do you make a little piece of bread that you did have?
You can make a maitzi on it.
Bracha chayna.
When you say banifashas with other things, you have in mind that also. Okay. Right. We're going to talk about that also. If someone doesn't have a shear.
The tree doesn't have anything else. The tree just has a kazayis of bread,
and then he's got a wife, he's got to leave.
Yeah, exactly. That's the more issue. He has to bench the Zayis bed. Less than Zayis.
Less than Zayis. What does he say?
Then, if he if there is nothing else, you don't make a bracha achrayna. No bracha achrayna. That is interesting shuva. We'll talk about it, but if you're asking already, let's say I have a less than kazayis of bread, and I have a less than kazayis of another piece of food. So, the question, what bracha achrayna do you say? So Moshe comes with a big chiddush, and he says, you say bracha achrayna. Not everyone agrees to that, but we'll talk about it in Shia. Alright. The thing is, you have to eat it, when you eat a kazayis of bread, it has to be tach chiddush pras, which we'll soon discuss. What's this manas chiyas pras? So let's say a person eats, washes on mighty, he eats bread, but he doesn't eat him tech chiyas pras. So the halach is, you don't bench. You can't bench. You have to have a kazayis of bread, or cake that's like bread, in the tech chiyas pras. It's a certain amount, let's say 4 minutes. Most shittas hold 4 minutes. You have to have it within 4 minutes. You don't have 4 minutes, then it's not good. What's it then? He knows he can't eat a kazayis of bread at one time. Let's say it's a geya, a chayla. Someone was sick. Lailainu is sick. So he can only eat very small amounts. Very small, very slowly he can eat. Very slowly. Or cutting the child. The child, a 5-year-old, how much can he eat? Sometimes he has to eat very slow. He doesn't even kazayis of chayla's press. So, do you have to make a bracha v'shayna and other ma'achayla manat? That's what you asked before. Now, before we were talking about, you didn't even have a kazayis. Now we're talking about a kazayis, but it's not a kazayis, v'chlei achilas pras. So I looked high and low, I couldn't find anyone discuss it. So I called up Rabbi Yamin Forst, and I asked him, he wrote a sefer, I'm Hope Seon Brachas. So I asked him, so he told me, he never thought about it before. Doesn't have a sefer, he never thought about it before. So I told him, I felt you should make. He says he agrees to me. That if you don't have a kazayis chiyas pras, you should. I found in the sefer same bracha from Abadna, in sefer Abadna, in page 97, he says you do it like I said that you should make a bracha. You have to make a bracha shana and everything. So he quotes it from Moshe. So I called him up Thursday, and I said, where did he go? It's not in the Gemara Moshe. So he said, get back to me. But he didn't get back to me yet. Well, the ma'aseh is, it seems to be clear, and I looked in the Sefer Zois HaBracha, in the Sefer Zois HaBracha, on page 71, he also says, Mstava, you have to make a bracha, shana, and everything. So, Ladina, I would tell everybody, someone would ask me, Shaila, I would say, if they eat, exais a bread, but not betech achilas pras, then the dinners, they would have to make a bracha, and everything during the meal.
Okay, so now we have a little bit of a case of Yom Kippur, a diabetic that has to drink a little bit of orange juice
yes.
a little bit of time. He's saying he has to make a bracha rishana.
Makes a bracha, but it doesn't make a bracha achrayna.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't make a bracha achrayna.
He has to make a bracha rishana on each sip.
Well, it depends what his mind was. What he had in mind. Is it next to each other? Was it 3 hours apart? It depends.
That's not.
That's a different halacha. That's a different. We might discuss that. Yes.
You plan to have a kazayis talk about the kilos pras, but
yeah.
In the 4 minutes,
in the 4 minutes. Again.
Like he starts to soothe and he's eating his gefilte fish. He didn't eat a kazayis.
Exactly. Alright, we're going to get to that. Alright. Yes, I already mentioned it. However, if you plan to have a kazayis, tech is pras at the end of the meal, or middle of the meal. You know, it's beginning of the meal, I'll take a bite of bread, I'll eat the fish, that's it. Then I know I'm going to eat a little later on, I'm going to have a kazayis bread, the tech is pras, so that goes already on the namaisi already. That's okay then. We're talking about the whole meal, you're going to have less than a kazayis chiyas pras. But if I plan during the meal to have chiyas pras, that's why we mentioned the pishur, and we'll mention it again soon with my requirements, that's why the Mishnah Berurah says the beginning in Kuf Samach Zayin, he says you should eat the kazayis at the beginning of the meal. So you shouldn't come to forget later on. You should have always the kazayis at the beginning of the meal. Alright. But we'll get into that a little bit later.
What's the shita with the achilas pras?
Huh?
What is that?
There are four shitas. We'll mention that. I'll mention the most place goes 4 minutes. So I mentioned 4 minutes. Some hold 3 minutes, some hold 4 minutes, some hold 6 minutes, some hold 7.5 minutes. All right, we'll get to that.
Sir, Rabbi, first, when you eat from the bread in 4 minutes,
yeah?
Does
So don't do that.
So can you eat half of your kazayas, eat some gefilte fish and eat the other half of the kazayas, or you have to eat the whole kazayas?
The whole kazayas has to be within this 4 minutes.
But you can eat something else in between?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Question?
Yes.
Why does the Rav feel that it has to be with the Achilles pras? That's a din for benching. Here the question is that this is called a lafis as a pas. So even though it's not a...
Because if you look at the Lashon of the Paiskim is, if you eat, that's called a Shem Achila. It's not called a Shem Achila anymore. You see,
I'm still eating bread.
The biggest value Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you have to eat with Chibas. It's not a Shem Achila. If you eat it within 4 minutes of Shem Achila's pras, that's called Achila. That is not called Achila.
You make a bunch of...
It's called a Shem Achila. All right.
It's a question of it's a Kvigas.
Doesn't make a difference. To have a Shem Achila has to be Tachil's Pras.
You make a Maitzi on it?
You make a Maitzi.
But we're talking about
Maitzi you make because you have a Mashu.
To have
a crumb of bread, I have to make a Maitzi on
it. You don't need a Shear. Huh? So the locks of the past.
The Shem Achila to Mechayev Abrocha Achreina has to be a Shem Achila.
We're not discussing that. We're discussing whether it's just called the Lafis as a Pas.
Doesn't make a difference. That's what it's called. All right.
Just to follow up on Amish's question, what makes, like for example, Sudas Mitzvah, is the bracha Rishona or the bracha Achrona? Meaning,
what?
That if I eat, start a meal,
yeah,
and I eat a lot of mizon, I don't wash, but now I have to bench, correct?
Yeah.
So what is the litmus test for, just along his train of thought, of Sudas Mitzvah? Is it the Bracha Rishona or is it the Bracha
Achrona? Sudas Mitzvah is where the Suda is at. That's nothing to do with the eating. Sudas Mitzvah is, if it's a bris, it's a pinyan ben, chasna, sheva bracha, it's called Sudas Mitzvah. It's not. The din is, there's a whole shayla in Paiskim. Eventually, on my list, let's go learn and also go Yishuma Hikas on sheva brachas. So, the din is like this. If I want to say bracha, let's say the mechabed you to say bracha, at do you have to have bread or not? Do you have to, or you have to, can you eat something? Or you don't have to eat at all. It's a whole machlokes apaiskim. We'll talk about that eventually. Alright. And now we'll go a little off tangent. We'll get a Birchas HaMazon, then we'll get back to Bracha Rishayna, because it's Tozer Bazer. By Birchas HaMazon, by the Din of Achilles Pras, the Mogavram says, in Simen, Reish Yud, Mil Sif, because a long Sif Cotton Aleph, so Mil Sif Cotton Aleph, he says like this. This is Lashon. V'machol me'at v'chayzer v'aychol me'at imshol yoyser v'chtiachil spas. If let's say if a person had a small amount, and again a small amount, more than the shiachil spas, nearly they mitzdarev, he came mitzdarev to bench. Doi meisiv daite v'achi. It's told me yisuv daite. You have to have a kzayach to chvas to be yisuv daite. V'achila b'gzayis. Achila has to be b'gzayis. V'imshol k'day achil spas. And if it's more than Shir Chis Pas, this is the Lashon among Avram. La'mikra Achila. It's not called Achila. And the Shatim brings down the same things. And Shatim there in Reish Yud, Sifkot and Tes brings down. The same thing speaks out the Gra in Sim Reish Ches, Sif Tes. And I looked up the Gra says it over there a number of times. There has to be a Shir Chis Pas. The Primer Gadim comes out with a startling Chiddush, a Chiddush Gadol. And Pirmanim says, even though the Moram says, you have to have a Bechdei Achilles Pras, however, if I eat enough, then Kedei Svi, I fill myself up. You come and let's say I eat cholent. At cholent, I had bread, but it wasn't Achilles Pras. But I had a cholent, that food, the mamash, I'm completely full. Then even if you add a kazais of bread, and it's not a Shia Achilles Pras, you still have a Chiev Birchas Amazim Minatera. You still have Chiev bread. Even if I eat Achilles Pras. But if I fill myself up, then you have to bench midraisa. Let me finish. That's what Prima Gaon says. And Shatzian over there in Sifkat Yud says he has to understand. Like the Chiddush of Prima Gaon, this Lashon mission of the Shatzian, like literally, I don't know. Even though it's Kedei Sviya, but it's no Vachalta. You're missing a Vachalta. Vachalta speak in the Shir Chiyus Pras. It's not called a Chila. Why would Tzorchian? The Minchas Chinach and Mitzvah Tov Lamed Ois Beis, he clears the same Shaila and invites Tzorchim. However, Minchas Chinach in another place in Shin Yud Gimel Ois Beis, there he brings the Prima Gadim and he argues on and he asks the Kasha on Prima Gadim. Ledina, do we hold like this Prima Gadim or not? Vik Chiddush, because negay a lot. Sometimes, let's say you take 2 bites of bread and you eat a full course meal, you fill Do you have to bench or not? You don't have a chias pras, you take a bite here, bite there, and so on. So, there's a tshuva and shabina rov. In David, Meshorim, Chelagal, Sinim, Ches. He paskins Ladina like the Pima Godim. That's Mustaf, Iktesvia, since he had more chias pras, Yechayev, Bechasamazim, and Atea. That's what the shabina rov writes in the tshuva. However, it's Kamala Das Yochim. Ramosha, In the tshuva, in the chayim, chelikal simna involved, he brings down the prima godam, and he argues on the prima godam, and he says, if you had more chilas pras, or you surveya, even though you surveya, more or less than exai bread, the chatchila, he says, you have to have a kezayis of bread, the toich chilas pras. And if you have it less than that, then you can't bench. And he says that if it's less than a kezayich pras, then you should pass it. The halach is you don't bench. that's not the yotz ladina. And then he says the same thing. He speaks out in again in Archaim Chelgal Sim and Malach, and same thing seems to hold like Mecheschinach and Shatzin ladina. And Emerson, I found that behind the place in the Giyum Ashur from Shlomo Eger. In Brachas, Memtes, and Beis, he brings down, he quotes his father, the Kivega, that's the exact same thing. It's not called Achila. It's just called like that. So the Maisa Ladina, it comes out according to Dina, if you know before the Inaki Yichzai Stechus Pras, you have to make a Bracha Shaina and all other foods for all the Shitas that argue on the Pima Godim. So it's very important to know. Very important to know. To be mazik katanim. Sometimes you have children, 6-7 year old. You have to make sure they have a kezayis, or tzakenim, or chaylim. They eat very little. They should eat a kezayis, they must eat a kezayis chias pras, and mela, she shouldn't have to make a bracha on all other food they serve during the meal. And also, she should be able to bench, Now this is what I mentioned before, that we mentioned in Shir, in January 29th, that we said, l'chatchila, a person should have a kezayis, beginning of the meal. And who says that? The Mogan Avraham says it in Kuv Samach Zayin, Sifkot and Zayin, and in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Tezvav, and Sifkot and Lamed Hei, and Sandy speaks about Moshe and the Tshuva, and Chaim, Chelekei, Sim and Tezayin. Now I'll take questions. Yes?
Does anyone in the Talmud bring that you can be Minotaurah, Chayah, for benching with other foods like figs?
As long as you have Xayah, Sibel, Chichas Pras.
No.
You were talking about is Allah, that's the Geya Allah Michi, Birchas Ben Sholish. It's not talking about bread. Bread can't. It's only bread from 5 minim. Anything 5 minim not.
Well, if you have less than a kezayis and you fill yourself up on mezonos, you bench.
Well, because mezonos is bread also.
But
we're talking about fish, chicken, potatoes, shakal, things like adama, anything. Then you don't bench. Right. Remember how full you are.
Even like the Dayan said, you're Shalmi Kogel.
Even Shalmi Kogel, right. Yes. And you know, so also, that's it. Alright, now we'll talk about what is this man of Shir Achilas Pras. Very important, halacha. What is the Shir of Achilas Pras? What is the Shir? How fast do you have to eat to exit it, to bench? And you shouldn't have to make another bracha of Shaina during the meal. What is the amount of time? There are 4 shitas. Hey, there are more, but from the Gedera Paiskim. The Macheshes in Chelek Aleph, Simon Yodal Eischeh says, the share of Chtechis Pas is 3.06 minutes. 3.06 minutes. No, he didn't say it approximately. 3.06. That's what he writes in the Tshuva.
How does he come to that?
Huh? That's the share by itself, how you come to that. Okay, we're not going to that. How you come to that? The same thing when Moshe says in Orchaim Chelgal Sim Emalof, and he says therefore Chatchila you should be machmer to make sure you have exais and bread less than 3 minutes. He brings down, he has the shear around 3 minutes. Then he says someone showed Macheshes. Macheshes 100% right. He says, and he says 3 minutes. 3.06. He should try to do it before 3 minutes because seconds go real fast and so on. So maybe do it before less than 3 minutes. So you should be able to bench. That's one shita. The Aruch HaShulchan, in Simon Reish Beis, in Sifkat Ches, he says, the Sheikh Vas is like 3 to 4 minutes. That's what he writes. And the Sefer Zayse Bracha says that the consensus, most Paiskim, agree 4 minutes. And same thing speaks out to Kafachayim in Reish Yud, in Sifkat Ches. And also, the Shiur Torah from Chaim Noah, that also same thing, that it's 4 minutes, and same thing, they quote the Sefer Zayse Bracha, quote to Rashi. Rashi told him 4 minutes. And Rashi told him it's more than 4 minutes, then you can't make a bracha achrein anymore. It's four, if you eat it, you don't need to anything, eat the chilchus pras, not only bread, anything, eat potato chips, or anything I eat. If I eat it within, I spread it out more than 4 minutes, and have less than a kezayis, the chilchus pras, you can't make a bracha achrein. That's the second shita. The third shita is a tzemach tzedek. Tzemach tzedek says 6 minutes. I saw many years ago, I didn't have a chance to look up, I saw many years ago, I think the Ragat Shav also says 6 minutes. And Shuvan Sofas Meneach. I didn't have a chance to look it up. That's the third shita. The fourth shita is the Shuvan Ram Lohayel. Muhammad Lohayel in Arachayim Simen Kufid Gimel Aishay. Says 7.5 minutes. Don't ask me how it gets 7.5 minutes. It says Shmina Shah. 1/8 of an hour. Which is 7.5 minutes. And same thing I saw in Bekur Yankiv. Bekur Yankiv in Tafish Lamates is Sifkat Nigimel. It says Shmina Shah. 7.5 minutes. And I saw also in Yichav Adas from Ravadi Yosef. So in Chelik Al Simin Zayin. He also passed Adat Ladina. So you have four shitas here. I usually tell people, you have up to 7.5 minutes. Mamahoy was a Gadol HaDor. You have also, the Kuryanka was also a Gadol HaDor. You have a Chavadas from the Svash. So I tell people, you're up to 7. In Kippur, you do it the other way. You have to be Machma. 3 minutes like a Moshe. But 4 minutes like a Vayashiv. But for eating, you have to be Semichan. 7.5 minutes. Matzah Pesach also, I tell people up to 7.5 minutes. If you remember Shurim Pesach, I mention all the Shurim, and one of the Shurim I say is 7 minutes. There are some people hold 9 minutes, but we don't hold like that. We don't hold that because it's only Chumrah. They use a Chassam Sefer, but they're making a mistake. Some Sefer is talking the Chumrah to be between one time, between the first eating and the second eating should be at least 9 minutes apart. But here we're talking about Birchas HaMazon. It's the other way around. Okay. Right. So we're machmir the other way around. What?
Where does 2 minutes from Pesach come from?
2 minutes is Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer is 2 minutes. You should eat Gzayis in 2 minutes because he has a shir.
On Pesach.
How much
is
Gzayis
of rye bread?
We mentioned a shir, a rye bread. Rye bread, we said, of one slice of a 2-pound bread, the middle piece of bread, a third of a slice is a Gzayis. Third of a slice.
And a challah.
Challah, I meant a challah. Well, bakery is no way because it's different than homemade bakery and because it's more fluffy. I once said amount. What did I say? A third? What did I say? A third of a bagel? If you mind me, I'll give out next week from Badner. He has in his basement. He told me he has in his basement a whole egg there. Figure all the shurim.
Every challah is different. That's how dense it is. How?
He told about a bakery bagel.
I think that was 1/6.
I said the amount. I forgot the amount. 1/6. Next is Glean Edda.
I think they're all said approximately an ounce.
I also said the shurim on matzah. Matzah also. All right. Glean Edda next week. Someone reminds me, I'll bring copies of it. Okay. All right.
So when he can't say the boring of pashas because he didn't, is that? He doesn't get the
mitzvah
of Korayna Pashos, or he gets the Avera of not being able to.
He didn't do Avera. He has no chiv. There's no chiv to bear. He didn't do Avera. Just he missed out on Bracha Achreina, that's all.
It's not Avera. It's not
Avera. Right, yes. Well, it's not a Torah. If you have intention to begin to have a Kazayas, it's not a Bracha Matova. Because if you shout from your intention, you go Bosa that time. Right. How do you figure out 4 minutes? 7.5 minutes, 3 minutes, how do you figure it out? So the Mishnah Berurah says, interesting thing. Mishnah Berurah says, in Tov Reish Yud Ches Sif Katan Yud Tes, he says, Yimishar that after you finish eating, then you count. Then you count from then. You count from then. From the time you finish eating. Let's say I took a. Let's say Chias Pras. Took me 30 seconds. So when do I count this 4 minutes? So I count it from the time I start eating, or after I finish eating, then you count 4 minutes.
You can't have a break.
Huh? The break. How much the break has to be? I have a break for Pesach, for Yom Kippur, and also not to make a bar hachoyne. How do you figure it out? So, Mishabu says, however, Chazani says, Mishabu made a mistake.
What was Mishabu saying?
Huh? Mishabu says, Yishai from end of eating, that's in Yishai. Until Achil Shnit. That's how you figure out Chil's Pras. However, Chazani says that the Mishabu made a mistake. It's not Meduyik. He's come from time from beginning eating. The Achil Yishai until the end of Achil Shnit. And same thing, look at the Arich Shleima from Shleima Zalman, Perikei Sifei, Vaisa, it's like the Chaz, he doesn't quote the Chazani, he doesn't quote the Mishabu. But he says that's the way you should do it.
Huh?
On Yom Kippur? So long as a chayil, he can have multiple breaks. I tell people on Yom Kippur, if they have to eat, they should make breaks of 4 minutes. They should make breaks. So mele it's naksir achila. So mele they're still fasting Yom Kippur. It's still the tiniest Yom Kippur. We tell all chayil she'em b'sakana, ayesh b'sakana. All chayim lechatchila they should have pachas mekashir. What's pachas? They have less than a kezayis within 4 minutes. We tell them beginning, it depends on what type of chayil is. Sometimes they tell them 9 minutes. It depends on the circumstances.
But if you're holding, you can have a 4 minute break. As long as you have 3 minute break, you still put.
Yeah, once you eat, yeah, it continues then. Yeah, we're talking about break without anything. Right. I mean, if you have a little amount, if you have again, let's say you had 30 seconds, you had a small amount, then you had another, after 3 minutes, a small amount, but they don't equal together to kezayis, then of course, then you don't make a bracha chayna then. Right. Okay.
So they don't make kiddush, do they?
That's a different shmuz. Okay.
Because
it can't be different. Until now, we're discussing about eating food during the meal. Now we're talking about different things. Now we're talking about appetizers. Yes, sometimes fruit you have at the beginning of the meal. Do you make a bracha at the beginning of the meal or not? Until now we discuss when mighty pot is all the food during the meal. But however, if someone has an appetizer at the beginning of the meal, do you have to make a bracha on it or not? The Mishnah says in brachas, membei zomer aleph. The Mishnah says, birach al apas, chaitas apaperet. So Rashi speaks out over there. This is the Lashon of Rashi. Alpha Pish and Tzarech Hasuda Lemila Akeris and Megara Chila. Even when you eat an appetizer, that helps you eat more. And same thing, then you don't make a bracha then. Then a pot is a papyrus, because it helps you eating. And same thing, we got Tyson Psachim, Kuf Tezvav Omer Aleph. Tyson says, Papyrus Hainosh Dvam Hamshichim Achila. Sheitekach Ayesa, cause you to eat more. And same thing speaks out to Rosh. And brachas perek vav simulam abeis, and the same thing speaks out of Ben Yehuda there in Masechta brachas in perek vav. That's the shita. So, man, if I have something that's a megayda the oichel, the din is you do not make a bracha. So, I have an appetizer beginning in a meal. The chayy should not make a bracha. However, the chinuch argues the chinuch mitzvah tof lamed and the Rashba brachas from aleph on aleph, and also this Rashba. The Shatzian quotes this Rashba also in Kufayin Dalat Sifkot Memhei. He says, even if it's an appetizer, it causes you to eat more, you still have to make a bracha Rishayna. He argues. And Pasha is the reason, it's because not a chelik of Suda. The Magavram in Simen Kufayin Dalat, the Magavrams in Kufayin Dalat Sifkot Niralf, brings down this Machoikis. And the Mishnebura, over there, Sifkot Memhei, says, since it's Machoikas in Rishayim, it's a Sveika Dedina. Even though we say normally, Sofak Bracha Sarko, and that's the reason why the Velt is Mako, not to make a Bracha with fruits at the beginning of the meal, but someone wants to be, since it's Machoikas in Rishayim, to mistalk himself from a Sofak, there's an extra to do. What you should do before the meal, he should eat, let's say, an apple. He's going to have a fruit apple as an appetizer. Right before he makes hamaitzi, before he washes for hamaitzi, that he should eat a small, less than a kazayis of fruit. So he's not chai bracha achrayna. And then he washes his dye, makes a maitzi, and then he eats more of this fruit. So then, in such a case, there won't be chai bracha achrayna because it's milled meal. And bracha shen he made already. So meila, the bracha he makes for a maitzi goes up for now during meal. So you don't have to make a bracha at the beginning of the meal because I already made a bracha right before the meal. Even had a kazayis before the meal. I run to shalom bracha achrayna before I wash a maitzi. But I don't have a bracha, but I may be a priyadamah. So maybe that's the etza that the shibura in the shatzin gives.
You can eat with bread.
Huh? That's enough. We'll get to that.
By the seder, don't
you do that? What?
By the seder, don't
you
do the
krakos?
Same idea, less than
a kazayis. Less than kazayis, right, yeah. However, most poskim argue, the Magavram says, the minig is like Tesis. Minig is like Tesis, and you don't make a bracha beginning of the meal. You don't make bracha beginning of the meal. And the same thing speaks out to Chayadam in Mem Gimel Vav. And the same thing speaks out to Aruch HaShulchan in Kufay and Dalad, Sifkot and Yubez. He says, Schnapps, Yayin Sarf, since it's Ayra, Tavis HaMaychal, you don't make a bracha. Don't talk about fruit. So Mustamba, it's the same thing, the same gather. And same thing he speaks out against Sif Kotni and the Sif Yud Gimel. So Chaya, who are Dina, Chashulchan, will say the same thing by fruit also. Lemaisa, how do we do the Dina? You have appetites at the beginning of the meal. What do we do the Dina? It's a machlokes, a paskim for our generation. In the Sefer St. Bracha, on page 93, being down from Shlomo Zalman, if Shlomo Zalman holds a peris, beginning of a meal, you must make a bracha. You make an eitz or adama or whatever. And the same thing in the back of the Sefer, St. Bracha, in the second volume, it has the atura from Shlomo Zalman. And Shlomo Zalman says in Kufa in Zion, or his base, in Simon Kufa in Zion, or his base, is again, if Shlomo Zalman has a atura there, that you make a bracha mishena, you make an eitz or adama. However, in the Sefer, same bracha, he quotes a heard from Rabbi Yashiv that you don't make a bracha, and he holds that even it's not the guy. The reason why the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that you don't make, that you do make a bracha, because not Ma'ariv Tavis Lachol Yosef. It doesn't. I don't know the facts. Does it cause you to eat more or not? But he says since it's not Ma'ariv to eat more, you fill yourself up with it. But it's not Ma'ariv more, so Meila, you have to make a bracha v'shena, because today the fruits we eat does not Ma'ariv to eat more. Right, that's what he claims. However, the Asher says, even it's not Moira, doesn't make a difference. Still, it's Achana for Achila, it's Siddur Bormach Masasuda, and parts of Birch Zapas. And same thing, Ramayisha said the same thing also, that you don't make a bracha. And same thing, Chubasan Hoggis, from Ramayisha Sternbach, and Chayla Galov, Seif Simon Kufa in Zion, and Chayla Gimel, and Simon Samuch Tes, he says, you don't make a bracha in beginning of meal. Just he ends off, in the tshuva, he says, best you do like what the Shartzim says. Maybe eat a less than a kazayis before the meal of Paris. Then, and I have a mind to pot the Paris during the meal. So I like the eitz of the Shartzim. The Maestro Dina, when people ask, I tell them the Dina that they should know it like for an appetizer, since Ramosha and Biashle Natu, certainly runs it, at least if you don't pass Ramosha, at least it runs it soft brachas. I tell people not to make a bracha. That's talking about appetizers. Now we'll talk about desserts. Yes?
So, like Rosh Hashanah, if they serve a salad,
do
you
have
to make a bracha on that?
A salad, I don't
know. What's together?
A salad, I think, is a chelik of the meal. I think it's
a good so, like a fruit salad wouldn't be, but like
a fruit salad is more of an appetizer. I don't think the salads are appetizers. But if, they don't talk about salads. If I say, we hold this chelik of the meal.
Isn't everything part of the meal just different stages?
That's for you. Okay. Okay. Now we'll talk about desserts. It's not with me too. But I mean, whatever they serve, I eat. You know, it's everything part of the meal.
Part of the meal, just different but, stages.
Because you're not a, what do you call it, a person that's medakic in these inyonim. People who for meals, you go speak to people who, what do you call them? Connoisseurs, okay. They'll tell you how to eat and what to eat and so on. All right. And now we're talking about desserts. What desserts do you make a bracha on? And what desserts you don't make a bracha on? Very important halacha. We mentioned before the Gemara. And the Mechaber Paskins and Simon Kufayin Zayin Sefalos brings down the Gemara. Vim hem dvarim ha-boyim shlemach ha-suda. If you have things in the mail that's not boyim ha-chmas ha-suda. Hainu da inderech l'kvoy suda aleyim. Laf is bermes ha-pask, kontenim ha-novim. Chomini peres, let's say you have tenim, ha-novim. Al-chomini peres, imayich lo-isom, b'loy pas, loy pas, tunim brach l'fneyim. Rebich ha-samaytzi in protestin. The loy, make ha-suda him. It's not part of the mail. So Meila, the Mechaber says you have to make a bracha, since it's not part of meal, and the reason why it's like that, because you don't make a, the reason why Bechasimah is part of it, it's not beginning meal, but why? So why don't you make a bracha achrein also? So says Shulchan Aruch and Sifkan Beis, since it's still b'tei chasuda, it's b'chal ha-sviya, it's b'chal ha-tzavata. So meda, you don't make a bracha achreina, but bracha sheina you have to make. And now we'll talk all about different desserts. First we'll talk about fruits, then we'll talk about ice cream, and sherbets, and jello, and so on. Fruits. Many people eat the meal, at the end of the meal, they eat pears. Some eat pears, some eat cake. Many people eat pears. So if you eat pears at the meal, so the question is, do you have to make a bracha, rishayna, on it or not? So vice versa, we just quoted the Mechaber. You have to make a bracha? You must make it. It's not some part of the meal. So give it as dessert. It's not part of the meal. So it's not boy machmas asuda. So in meila, you have to make a bracha rishayna. So if someone has an orange, an apple, you make an ace. If he has watermelon or cantaloupe, or on the top adama as a fruit, then the din is, you make adama. If you eat it together, like we once mentioned in Shir Tepen, if the chetichas gedailas, so you make a bracha, ace and adama. If it's something like fruit cocktail, and you eat it together, in one spoon, it comes everything together in one spoon, so then you go bust your life. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about tofu ikka, we'll talk more about that. Mishnah Berurah says a important halacha. Mishnah Berurah in Kufayin Zayin Sifkona says that fila im haya peres afonim shasha birch hamaitzi. Let's say you have the fruit on the table already. Most of the time, a housewife will bring it in, but I have it sitting on the fruit that's already on the table already. Still, hamaitzi doesn't pater. A fila haya peres afonim shasha birch hamaitzi ain't a pater. I say bracha shayna. It doesn't pater bracha shayna. A fila im avos shalom. Even if it's cooked full, cooked apples or whatever, cooked fruits, doesn't make a difference. And gamke and a pas paitrei, kim nen shayach as a pas. There's no shayach as a pas. So if I have fruit for dessert, I must make a bracha achreina. And Shatzin says even further. Shatzin there in Sifkan, bracha shayna, bracha shayna. And Shatzin says even further in Sifkan Zion, he says this is lashon. Because we're going to talk about it in a second. He says, even after Mekaymeh Shinogo, Lecha Peres V'Shalom Chol Suda V'Saif, let's say it's normal. Every meal, my wife serves me, she always serves me a dessert. Every meal. Every supper, she always serves dessert fruit. It comes, it's part of the meal already. Still, it says, Gamken, Mestava, Lecher, Lechashiva, Gedvon Ma'asud, Sak Sidvon Ma'asud. Even though, that's part of the meal already. That's part of the menu. Still doesn't make a difference. Karponim, Raka Kenuachim. It only comes for Kenuach, only as a dessert, the laf is a pas. Gam, Leil Mazen, the Svaya. It's not come to fill you up, that's a dessert, even though I have it every day, 7 days a week, I have it. The dinner is, you don't make a bracha, you do make a bracha, Rishayna, you make a bari priyat on it. Or bari priyat on it. Rashiv Hamed Saw of Yitzhak Gruderman, and also Rabbi Rogoff here in Chicago says, they heard personally from the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim said that today it's a chelik or suda. Now I can write to Shar Tzion. You don't make a bracha, even serve a suda. If it's part of your meal, the old server, the Chavetz Chaim was chayzer. That's what they taina. In Archos Rabbeinu, being down further, in chelik Aleph, I sum up, the one who wrote the Sefer Ochos HaBein is of Horowitz. The Talmud of the Stipler. So he wrote Sefer Ochos HaBein Chelek Aleph, I sum up, you want to look up, it's page Pei Aleph. He says he asked the Enekof of Chavetz Chaim, Menno Zaks' son, is it true that your grandfather was Chayzer? The Chavetz Chaim was Chayzer. He's Chayzer of Yomim, not to make a bracha. So he said he asked his father this. He asked his father, Mendel Zaks. Mendel Zaks was the Eidah and son-in-law of Chavetz Chaim. So Mendel Zaks told him, I asked this Chavetz Chaim, were you Chayzer on your Psakot in Mishibur or not? Mamash asked him this question. So he answered, so Chavetz Chaim, so he asked Chavetz Chaim, so Chaim said, his das is neiter, that you should make a bracha, like you wrote in the Mishnebura. Just, Kinnira, he says, from the Chavetz Chaim, that he personally did make a bracha. It seemed from him. But he told them, it's das is neiter, didn't say klor like he holds it, but it's das is neiter, wrote the Roshat Tzion. It could by him, it was Dvar Machasuda, could be. Alright, that's what he writes. Lamai, we'll get the mic in a second. In Sefer Zayis HaBracha, brings down Perches, on page 77, brings down this whole Shaila, with the Chavetz Chaim, is only going on cooked food, like compote. I say compote, applesauce, right, some compote, applesauce. But that's only, but if it's a raw fruit, but if it's a, what's a Peres Chaim, a regular raw fruit, that you eat for Knus Suda, it's done with Chavetz Chaim held, also you have to make a bracha. Chavetz Chaim is only talking about cooking. And that's what you see in the Mishavua, he's talking about cooking. In the Chuvah San Hagas, in Chelek Aleph Siman Kufayin Zayin, brings down that the Piskarov was noted when he ever had compote, he ever had dessert, applesauce, he always ate together bread. He always ate together bread, so it should be a tafel. So maybe one to shy from the bracha, because if I eat it, if I take every bite together, a bite piece of bread with every spoon full of applesauce, then it comes a tafel then. And so they don't make a bracha then. No, not here. That's the H back. We'll get to that. I don't know if we'll get today, but if not this week, next week. No, that's what he just asked. Each spoonful. According to Biskov, each spoonful. In this case. The Sefer of the same bracha quotes from Vayashiv that you have to make, not like he says like the Shatzin, you mechuyev to make a bracha. A Sefer Suda, any fruit you eat during the meal, you have to make a bracha. And the Shatzion, and sending picks out the Shari Bracha and Perakei Sifkon Chofei, he brings down that the Chazanish made a bracha. When he ate fruits at the end of the meal, no matter if it's cooked or not cooked, he made a bracha Rishayna. And sending picks out the Ochos Rabbeinu in Chelkal Vaisama, that the stipler always made a bracha. We ate dessert, fruits, he made a bracha. It would seem to me, off the record, on the record or not, that it was a child of the Chavetz Chaim was chayzer or not. La'niyaz daiti, the Chavetz Chaim was never chayzer. Because if he heard it was chayzer, he would have, in the prints afterwards, he would have changed his mind. You find he changed the psukim, number of mishnebuahs, the second print, there were changes. So he would have changed this also. So if he changed it, then he would have, if he went to change the right of Mishmur, at least he'd give out Kokoya. He'd give out Kokoya that he changed his flock. In fact, you have the Ochos HaBeinu that the Chavetz Chaim himself was noted to make a bracha. So the Dina on the Yazdaiti, you should make a bracha if you eat fruits at the meal, no matter if it's cooked or not cooked, you should make a bracha at the end of Suda. If you want to be makbid, then what you should do is you do like the Piskarov. Each bite you have, you should have together with a piece of bread. Eat together with the bread, so maybe it comes a tuffle then. Yeah. I'll take questions now. Yeah.
The obvious question.
What's obvious? I can't. If they heard it from him.
Right.
They heard it from him, so they have a psak from him.
Then they're about to.
I'll tell you an interesting story. A few minutes. They have Jom Moshe. Many years ago, it's going about close to 40 years. I used to travel to Ramosha. I lived in Chicago all the time. So I used to go to Kshimas, I used to go to Ramosha. So once I was there, he said a psak, psak halacha. Lekula. A svar, lekula. Next time I came in a month later, I tried to come every month. Next month I came in, I heard he was chayza on that. He was chayza. So I was extremely upset. I was lucky I heard that the Moshe was chayza. So I asked the Moshe, what would it have been if I didn't hear you were chayza? I'd be machsha people in the cars. It was a child again in Noshim, child in Nida. I'd be machsha people. He saw how upset I was. So he smiled, took me by the hand, he says, Daiganish, if you heard from me like that, and you're paskin, always like that, you didn't do anything wrong. You heard it from me that way. Even though I was chayza. You didn't hear my chazar. You go point to that, you have nothing to worry about. That's what he told me.
He's meant to be though.
He's meant, right? Yeah. So that's what he told me. It's a big kiddush, no?
Yeah.
That's what he told me.
The things that he told you that.
What about like
food,
what about like ice cream and stuff?
Ice cream is not, that's not food. Ice cream, ices, sherbet, pudding, all this.
Now it is not the Sabbath.
Huh?
And even
apple sauce
is not the
push that's a that's also down the road. It's just the first year now. We'll get there.
We can't have dessert the Sabbath.
Huh?
No dessert for Shabbos till next.
You can have fruits.
As far as the fresh go out, you have to just put a couple crumbs in there?
Ask it together. No, when you buy a piece of bread, you take along with it.
I can't just put a crumb in a spoon.
As long as some bread with it. Okay.
So
All right, next week, since next week Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, the shiur instead of 9:15 will be 9:30. Okay?
All right.
Okay.